Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Please be seated. Please be seated. Wow, wow, wow. Feel home here. Home, sweet home, far away. So really wanted to thank God for what God is doing in the nation of India. Really wanted to thank for this awesome New Life Church. Of course, we all miss Pastor Ron, who has been a great glue and an ingredient that God has used in an amazing way for all of our life. And he has been amazing. And of course, Sister Kathy and her family, they are here still. But really wanted to thank God. God has answered our prayers. You know, I was talking to Pastor David, and amazing man of God. God has brought to this church where Pastor Ron has left his torch, that he was able to pick it up and run with it and take this new life to the next level, to the promised land. Amen. So I'm really thankful. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm so thankful to see all of you here, and thank you for having me here. Life has been very busy lately. Last 3 weeks been nonstop, you know, especially with the going and serving and doing pastors' conference and serving in the dumpy areas, cleaning people, and doing so many amazing things. I was telling some of our friends, this last year has been one of the year that I have driven the car for 50,000 kilometers in 1 year. That's a lot of mileage on the road, in the Indian roads. But things been going really well by the grace of God. A lot of open door. God is moving in a very powerful way. We wanted to thank the awesome New Life Church here, being a very part of the cutting edge, winning souls in the front line of bringing people into the knowledge of Jesus. Amen? Being the hand and the feet in the front line. Hallelujah! All for Jesus. Amen. Amen. So thank you very much for having me here. I wanted to share some of the pictures with you to give an update of where we are and what the Lord is doing. Then we will watch a little bit of video after that. But here is my beautiful family, my wife Shalini, and my three boys, Joseph, Samuel, and little Johnny. He is 6 years old. Joseph is 15. He is already 2 inches taller than me, and I had to keep looking up on him. And his grandfather is 6'4", so I think he still has ways to go. And keep them in your prayer. They are really behind the ministry and all the work that God is doing there. Your continuous prayer is appreciated. God is calling us to do various things in the nation of India. India, with 1.3 billion people in the whole country, there is 29 different languages, 1,652 dialects, and people groups everywhere, with more than 80% of people, they have not heard the gospel of Jesus. They have not come to the knowledge of Jesus. There is more than 800,000 villages in India. So we are training missionaries, sending them out, being the mouthpiece of Jesus. Amen? By the time we learn all that language, 1,652, our life will be way done. It is too much. But we have people who know the language, who know the culture, who can able to speak their language and get the job done. So we are sending these people out. And here is the missionary. His name is Kailash. He is a missionary. He is in Bihar state, which is called the graveyard of missionaries. What a nickname to have. That's how much missionaries been lost their life. More than 100 million people in that state, with less than 1% is Christians today, 2018. So this missionary had a great call of God in his life, gone out there, start ministering. He faced opposition, torn up clothes and all that stuff. But one day he came back and he started praying. He said, Lord, you do something. This is too much for me. And he did. And all of a sudden, something happened in that region. This one man who got a demon possessed, and he started running in madness into a different street, tearing up his shirt and his pants and banging himself to the wall, bleeding. People couldn't do anything. Somebody said, there's a pastor out there, end of the village. If you take him to that little shack, he will lay hands and pray, and this guy can be fine. They said, whoa, that's simple. So they brought this whole group you know, the group of people, they finally tied his hand and they brought him to the church area in the night, knocking on the door. He thought, you know, he's going to be mobbed or something. But soon enough, he looked through it and he said, "What do you want?" "Prayer." "Oh, okay, that I can do." So, amen. So he opened the door, had them come, start praying. Within a couple hours, this guy came to normal. The demon left. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Demon has no power over this man after that. So after this demon has left, he's like, "What has happened? I'm with him in my underwear. All these people are around me." He's like, "Yeah, you betcha. I need some clothes." So the pastor has to give his clothes to get him dressed up. So there he is. A couple of days later, he said, "I wanted to go with you to share my testimony to other people." He said, "Yeah, you can." So he started taking him around with him. Now the street and village where he used to run around with his underwear, he don't have to tell about his past. They have seen him enough. Now he has to say what has made him different. And now he's clothed and he's normal. That is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Life has changed. From 15 people within a month, his church grown into 100. God started moving. Amen. He works mysterious ways. Sometime in a different way. And here is another church you can see in Bihar that is actually where Buddha has born in Bihar state. That's the same location where we have a thriving church that is growing by the grace of God. Amen. And the next picture you can see that we are sending out missionaries. You know, like I was mentioning, it's about $100 a month, $100 a month to support a missionary who will equip them to go and do and preach the gospel all month long. And I was sharing about this the last time when I was here, that we need to supply some bikes. So New Life Church right here, several of them have given us bikes, and I was able to purchase 20 bikes and supply to these missionaries. Amen. Hallelujah. And one of the bikes that I got it from here, you know, I gave it to this missionary. His name is Mayur, great man of God. He has a great vision to reach tribal people and the forgotten ones. And this area, there's no electricity, no running water. There's 15 million tribal people. They live in India today. And most of them never hear the gospel. And this guy, he wants to go there, but there's no road. So he was waiting for the dry, for the summer, so the river that was coming down from there will dry up. So it dried up. He used the riverbed as a road and start going to that village to share about the Jesus with this Honda bike. It works really well. Amen. So 1500, he got this bike, and now he can go for next 10 years to share the gospel to location the gospel never been taken before since Adam. Amen. So there he was carrying a projector on his backpack. And we have brother here, Dell, and his family. They used to help us with the buying projectors and everything. Those are the projectors that he used on his backpack and taken up to the mountain and showed it to Jesus for him. Right there, people are weeping and crying, giving their life to the Lord. Amen. Bible says every tribe, every nation, every tongue, people will be standing before the throne of God. How is it possible? There's no electricity, no TV, no road, nothing. But these people are going where the people are. And they're doing the ministry. Amen? You got to throw the net where the fish is. You cannot throw the net at the shore and wait for the fish. No fish will be coming. You got to go where the fish is. Amen? Then the fish will come. Here is actually another example. You know, Brother Martin and Peggy, they've been great a blessing to our family, and he was instrumental in connecting with the Pastor Ron in the first place, and he supports the pastor there, Shanmugam, and there is a church that he was able to buy the land and build the church. This guy, when he started that entire work, I still remember meeting pastor and everyone in Madurai 2007, and he had a handful of believers that he started with. Today, by the grace of God, there's 300 people. They're worshiping God Almighty, and they're thriving to go up to 500. Amen? This is one single missionary doing great work, and God is moving in a powerful way. Amen? God also is helping us to drill wells for the people. Some of the areas are very, very dry. They had to walk for miles. And this is a great opportunity. We can drill well and provide them clean water. So this last 3 years, by the grace of God, we were able to drill 300 wells and put it in different villages. Eventually, we are believing each village will have a church. Amen? So giving them the natural water, sharing the living water of Christ. Using that, the platform as a podium to share about the Lord. So these are the well heads that we installed over the drilled pipe. Then the water will be there for a lifetime. So God is really helping us to supply this for the people also. Next picture, you can see some of the dedications. These are people, they are about 2,000 people in this village. They used to walk for a distance to get their water. But now we have provided them right there. And there is a lady with couple gallon of water in her head walking. And here is actually a dedication that we were doing it there. And through this, the pastors and the ministries are having a great open door to share the good news in their villages. Amen? Amen. Keep praying that God will do great things. One of the results I was able to see within the last, several few years, through this well project, many people start giving their hearts to the Lord. Last year alone, we had 300 people being baptized throughout the 14 states that we have the ministry expansion. And there I am actually giving baptism to 15 people in one area who have given their life to the Lord. Amen? So God is helping these people to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Number of our pastors, they are in many areas. They are baptizing people every week. Yesterday I got a message, 5 people being baptized. And the week before, I left India, week before, I was able to baptize 7 people myself. So God is moving in a very powerful way. People are coming into the knowledge of Jesus. Amen. The next picture you can see, a couple of the pictures you can scroll through. Here is all the Christmas program with the Prince of Peace School that you're supporting. There's my wife, Shalini. And during the Christmas, they were having a great time. Kids wearing the dresses there. And this is a school. We have about 1,000 students, wall to wall, completely filled with the students there. Chess competition. We are just teaching them how they can be good in that. And here is the beautiful building. One side of that is almost 60,000 square foot that you are able to help us to build. And it can able to accommodate up to 2,000 students. So God will continuously bring more and more. And children are having some sports day competition. And it's just another way to, improve their self-esteem and so forth. And we have an annual day program every year. And during this time that each children will perform their talents and gifting and everything. And we also had all these different flags in the background. Just to giving this island children a global exposure, about different countries, about the capitals and different things. And also this is the library, and we have put some artwork and everything. But even then in the Bible, we have the scripture that the Lord so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son, John 3:16. And these are some other programs. The children are just really being trained, and they're really enjoying the schooling really well. Children there, you can see, well-dressed, well-behaved, and they're able to know the Word of God every day. We are praying for them, and they're memorizing scriptures, and here they are praying over their head, saying that I stay right under the blood of Jesus, and the devil cannot do me any harm. Amen? And also, we have a couple of play area, and these are the children that are enjoying the trampoline. We got few trampoline within our campus, and they are the only trampoline in a million people populated area. And the kids are having a great fun. They just love it. And here they are enjoying their time. They have nothing when they go home, so this is really a big deal for these children. And they're very happy when I'm around there and hang around there and enjoy. It has been really awesome because I was able to bring these children out of nothing. This little child, she is 8 years old. but she is only 3 feet high. And because of her illness, no school would accept her. But we have embraced her and given her a free education. And also we are giving a medical care also. And those are the parents, and they are very happy that their children were accepted. And God has given a phenomenal open door to go to so many different schools to share about the gospel. Amen? Not only just in our school, because of our school, that given us the access to meet with the education highest department, the education minister. And I'm with the education minister right next to him. And he is in charge of entire education in the whole state with the 60,000 schools and colleges. He is ahead of it. And God has given opportunity to meet him in person, because to share some of the students that are from nothing, from fisherman background, they are achieving great things. Even going to college, I'll be sharing about that. So I was able to share this with them. And they said, you got to get this word out into the other schools and encourage them as well. So God has now given us an open door to go to 20,000 schools and college in the whole state because of the Principe School. Amen? This is actually at the High Court. God has given us a favor to meet with the judge, and her name is Nisha Banu. And we had a team from New Orleans who come, and they do a ministry among the schools and colleges. So we were at her home visiting and sharing and telling what we are doing with the students and equipping them and challenging them to become a champion in life. Amen? And these are some of the colleges that we were able to go and minister. Just between last time since I've been here and now, there is more than 20,000 students that we were able to share the gospel with. Some of these schools, they never had a Christian before to come in. We were the very first one in 40-year time. So God is opening great doors. And these are one of the biggest need right now. We are praying. Of course, God miraculously, by Pastor Ron bringing some sand over here, you remember? The same stage here, put it in a little baggies and take the land in your hand, and able to buy 9 acres of land for about 150 grand back then. Today, the value is 7 million. So praise God. Yeah, every dollar has multiplied huge. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we were able to get the land and build the school and keep everything going. But we had a kind of a temporary fencing there, but not the wall. So the cobras are coming in. The entire area is known for cobra jungle for 100 years. It is in the record. The land name is Cobra Jungle. They're not very nice. And a lot of the time they're coming into the bathrooms, and they're right there coiled into the toilet inside there. And sometime outside when the kids are going, they're telling, not here, because you take an hour of land and I'm coming after you. So we are here trying to build this wall all around this property to keep them away for life. So no more cobras. We need a cobra free. So there you can see right there below the banner. That's a banner we made. And you can see there's a pile of area where the and builded up some areas where the cobras are living right there. So we are able to build this. Right there you can see at the very corner there, some mud piled up there. That's where they live. There are piles like this everywhere. And that's their home. So here we are. We are trying to build this wall where we can keep this away. And also we are living in a location, it's not very safe for the Christians and the schools and so forth. So we wanted to keep it enough high that keep those bad people out as well. So praying that we were able to complete the remaining. We have 1,200 feet we were able to finish, and 2,600 to go. And we are hoping to complete it in the next couple of months. So it will be a great blessing for the campus, for the New Life campus. And here is actually a story that I didn't share in the last time. Remember 2008, there was a huge persecution that went on. And we were able to raise about 37,000 at that time to help with all the provisions for the pastors and believers. 4,000 believers' homes were burned completely. And more than 100 churches were destroyed. Pastors been killed. And that's the area. So here we are. We have actually an orphanage that we come across called the House of Hope. And these are the children who are left behind from the people who died. The parents, the father, mother, pastors, and most of these children don't have any of them. And we were able to go there and help those children. This is actually working among the leprosy people, and they are very much untouchables. Even in the Bible times, they have to be separated. And the next few pictures, you can see the hand is completely dissolved and no fingers. But God has given us a heart of love. You know, He touched them, He healed them, He worked with them. So we were there just ministering to these leprosy people right where they are in the neglected area. And pray the Lord will continuously help them. Also, the Lord has given us a heart of love to care for the dump children. There are dumping areas that the children also get dumped in the midst of the trash. They are part of the trash, human trash. And they just dump them out there. And so we were able to just go to these areas, bring them out from from this place and give them a bath. You can see in the next few pictures that literally bringing them out of the trash and giving them a shower. Many of them have not had it for a long time. And a couple of the children, when I was holding in my hand, washing their hair, you know, it is so thick. There's bugs and lice were just coming out and crawling into my hand. I was thinking, what is biting my skin? Then all of a sudden, these were all taking a walk. You know, they've been in that head for a long time. But God has given us a heart to care for them and share the love of Jesus to these little children. And we were able to buy a new clothing for all of these children. So right there, we were giving them some food and provisions. And they were sitting right on the floor and, enjoying their food. And the background, you can see some of their houses. They're coming from a very poor background. They are not going to school. The government doesn't care about it. These kids are not considered as humans in this area. So we are literally giving them the tutoring classes, giving them alphabet. Some of the kids there are 11, 12 years old. And now they are beginning to learn 1, 2, 3, 4. They've never been to school. 12, 13 years old. Right there, I'm with all of these children, clipping their nails and, washing them and cleansing them. But it has been an awesome ministry, caring for these underprivileged children. This girl, she is right from that area in that dump, and she got this skin disease in her forehead, in her hair and everything. And when we take her to the doctor, they rejected. They said, why do you bother? She's from a dump and leave her in the dump again. She'll be dying in a few days, But we were able to spend enough money to take her to the private hospital and given her a treatment. And you can see the smile there. She don't have the skin disease anymore. Completely gone. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. One act of kindness, one child at a time. Amen. Truly the heart of Jesus is so rejoicing. Whatever you do unto the least of this, you are doing it unto me. Amen? So that's the children right there. You're able to see they are being dressed up. And we had a team from Medford, Oregon. They just left on the 26th of September. So they were able to be there to help us with that. Some doctors and nurses that came over. And these are some of the children in that area that we are helping them and so forth. So keep them in your prayers. They're so happy once they get cleaned up, get the new dress. There's such a joy in their face that they're being valued and they've been loved on. Just in the month of August, unexpected heavy rain and flood that came through the southern state of Kerala, Kerala state, which is really, after about 100 years, this has occurred. So right after tsunami, this is the worst devastating thing that happened in the entire state of Kerala. And 1.3 million people were displaced in so many different places. And I'm standing on top of one of the concrete roof. The house is all gone. I'm standing on the roof, on the floor level. And there are other other pictures you will see, people literally, six people died, right there, including two children, you know, completely came down and collapsed, and they couldn't able to come out. So right there, through the help of many, we sent out a newsletter asking people to help us out. We were able to take all of this supply to over 5,000 people in that region, and we were able to help them all out with their dresses and vessels and backpacks and so forth. So this has been a real great blessing. Thank you very, very much for being a part of helping these people on the front line. This is a school in that region with the 200 children that lost their books and bags and everything. So we were able to supply all new bags and books and everything. And people were very, very thrilled and happy that they're able to go back to school again, you know, with the new bags and books. So this is some of the picture from the past, that how we are able to bring children from the seashore area. And you can go through some of these pictures. So one of the girls who has actually come from the fisherman village, her father was working in a construction, got in an accident, and he passed away. Left the mother as a widow. And they come from a fisherman family. And she is actually a person who is cutting fishes, scraping and cleaning, and she gets about 25 cents for 2 pounds. And that's her livelihood, losing the husband and one child there. And her name is Usha Nandini, who was a student in our school. She got 100 out of 100 in her final subject. And that was such a great impression to the government. And they allow, you know, and they wanted to do something. So here we are, me and my wife, we were just walking in the market in Rameshwaram. She saw us, she came out with, while she was doing this, cutting the fish, and she was crying, and I'm like, you know, what is wrong? She said, well, I wanted to thank you for educating my child. You know, I don't have a husband, and we are from this background, yet because of our good education at the Prince of Peace, now the government is giving a free scholarship for her to be an engineer in Chennai, and she has already moved out. She's in college. She's in the university right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Just one story out of all these children that we are raising up. They're going to be changing the society and taking the, you know, their life into the next level. This is the impact that you're making. They would have never dreamed to become that. But through the help and the grace of God, that we are able to see the child is really growing to that level. Amen. So here they are very thankful, these children, that they are able to be raised up in a wonderful way. And they're all coming from a fishing village that are completely down to earth, and they're so underprivileged. But thank God that He is giving them an opportunity to change their life and their families and years to come. The next pictures, you can see them all very happy. Amen. This is the bathroom actually built by the New Life, and here they are. They are very happy at the classrooms where they're coming from a very different background, but now they are truly loving the education, and they're learning about Jesus every single day. That's very important. Amen. So that's, we just had a pastor's conference in Andhra Pradesh just a week before I left India. And there we had this gathering of the missionaries whom we support and send them out into the mission field. And the next picture you can see, we are sending the missionaries, like I was mentioning before. When you send a person to the battlefield, you don't just tell him, well, you just go yourself and figure out everything and win the battle for us. You know, you send them with the tools, with the equipments. What makes that person to win the battle? You don't want it to be the loser. So here we are sending the Bible, literature, sound equipments. You know, there's 20 bikes that we were able to supply, and also all the literatures and everything, that they're able to achieve great things for the glory of God. There is actually 150 missionaries right there with all of their equipments that we supplied, all the music instruments and all of these things. They're able to take it to 14 different states to advance the kingdom of God. Amen. We will watch this one quick video, just 1 minute. It's about how strong these people believe in the cows and the holy cows, and for cleansing their sins and you know, wanted to pay for their sin and so forth. It's a 1 minute video, but something will be gripping your heart. Let's watch. Refreshing his face. There is a village where the candidates, the people who wanted to be saved from sin, they are making a human road, laying on the path, and the holy cows would come through with all decoratives. Each one is like 800 pounds, something like that. And there are 100 cows. They will walk over these people one by one and trying to pay for their sin by their gods walking over them. It's just really heartbreaking to see how far these people are going. I have shown you before how they pierce their mouth and do the different rituals to get their sins forgiven in the south. But in the north, this is very big. And there are people who get their, you know, broken bones and punctured lungs, and few people die. But they think those things are great. You know, at least by having that, they can make it to heaven. Amen? But we believe, and this is the truth, that Jesus alone is a living God. Amen? He alone is the way and truth and life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So it's very important that we share this good news with the people, that they can able to stop doing what they're doing for generation after generation. Because the gospel is the only thing that has the power to change their life. Amen. I just wanted to read a quick scripture to you this morning. Acts chapter 5, verse 18. Acts chapter 5, verse 18. We can see Jesus. He came to this world. He did everything he needed to do for the humankind, for salvation. He did miraculous things, walked on the water, raised the dead, fed the people, and did all kinds of amazing things. At the end, he gave his very life for sin. Then he rose again. He was a living God. He commissioned his disciples to go all over the world and preach the gospel and make the disciples. And one of his disciples, Apostle Thomas, whom we call the Doubting Thomas, he is the very man who came to India, the furthest of that time, to share about the living God in AD 52. And he was in India for 20 years until 72 AD. Then he was murdered there. The very place where he was murdered, today there's 1 million people in that city. There is more than 100 million Christians in India today, starting with the one Apostle Thomas. Amen? So the gospel has such a power. But when the disciples, they were going out and start sharing about God and the living word, people didn't like them. They locked them up. Here we can see they laid their hands on the apostle and put them in the common prison. They put them in the prison. And they locked it and taken the key with them. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison door. Amen? Sometimes we feel like we've been locked up in our emotional areas, in our financial area, in our relational area. Maybe some issues with the job or problems or this and that or health or something that we feel like the enemy is keep on locking and he is putting us out and he's saying, no, you cannot have that. You cannot have the freedom. You cannot have the health. You cannot have the provision. But you know what? That's not the final word. Even though the jailer, he locked the door and keeps the key with him, the master key is with God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Angel didn't go to the jailer and, can I borrow your key, please? It's not going to happen. Amen. He came from heaven. He opened the door. It doesn't matter. You lock it. You keep the key and you there, but I'm opening that door to get them out. Amen. Because these apostles are not meant to be behind the bars. They're not meant to be stuck there. They are God's representatives to share about the living word. And here they are. Angel is saying, you know, he opened the prison door and brought them out. Not just for them to go out and have some fun. Of course, fun is not wrong. But, you know, this particular here, we can see he's bringing them out for a mission. Saying, go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of life. Amen. The very reason I'm bringing you out is to go out and speak about all of this living in a living word to the people. Words of life. They may be saying, well, that's what we were doing before. Yeah, you're right. And you locked in, but I brought you out so you can do it again. Amen? The gospel should never be shut up. It should be always be spoken. Today, God is calling you and me, brothers and sisters. Your mission field is right outside of this wall, right here in Pismo Beach. Right all around our neighborhood, there are people still locked into different areas. They need to be in freedom mode that you can share the gospel. You can pray for them. You can minister to them. And they can be free. Amen? God wants to use each one of us to speak this living word. This is the only word that gives them hope and eternal life. There's nothing else. Because Jesus said, I'm the way and truth and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So it is in our hands that we take this word out. That's why we send out all these missionaries, because we can't speak all their languages. But these missionaries can able to portray and pray and share and proclaim the good news of Jesus. That one day from every tribe, every nation, every language, people will stand before the throne of God for eternity because of what we were able to do through our sacrificial prayer, giving, and going and doing the work of the kingdom. May the Lord bless you continuously. Let's see millions of people standing before God Almighty forever and ever through the endeavor that we are involved in. May all glory and honor to the Lord Almighty alone, to Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for having me here. Amen.